playing around the Caribbean and still lives in Anguilla. He is sometimes called the Bob Dylan of Anguilla because he's a great storyteller, but kind of a mixture of Bob Dylan and Bob Marley. He's a reggae artist, and documentary, call it a tourist ad for the island of Anguilla, but he says that Anguilla is what the Caribbean was like 30 years ago, before all the cruise ships came in and it became very commercialized. So this island is still very quiet. You know, there's still some pretty high-end restaurants and hotels in Anguilla, but it's very much more folk music than, say, Jamaica or Trinidad, where modern sounds have kind of taken over. He says there's not much steel pan music. It's mostly folk music, so acoustic guitars. And you'll hear that on this track, his debut single from 1977, Banky Banks. Here, this is the Prince of Darkness. Welcome to Anguilla.
Public voice won't scare me. Your frauds and schemes and plans can distress me. For when your evil work is done, just like the morning sun, I'll come.
String band music there. That was Anguilla Time, Sail Ya Boat, and those guys are fighting to keep the string band music alive. That's well, that's what you heard there. It's got some small guitar, sounds very much like a ukulele, sounds like it could be music from Polynesia, but yeah, that's traditional music of the Caribbean, also very popular in St. Kitts and Nevis, which for some time, a very short amount of time, was a nation with Anguilla. But Anguilla is actually on the other side of St. Martin, which is an island that we will explore at some point on this program, which is a strange little Caribbean island in the Lesser Antilles, part French and part Dutch. Not sure how that will turn out in the music, but yes, we are in Anguilla right now in the Valley. That's the name of the capital city. Great name for a capital, the Valley. And before that, we heard classic reggae artist Banky Banks. That's B-A-N-K-I-E, B-A-N-X, Banky Banks. And he's still going strong, still performing. And the track Prince of Darkness from 1977, that was his debut. Next, we're going to hear some new music from 2014. This is Soca. Yeah, yeah. All across the Caribbean, this is what the young kids will dance to. And this is a group called Exodus Band. The track Drunk Again. Yes, they do not care what you say. They will continue drinking that rum. So here is some upbeat music for you, going back to Anguilla.
Night today. Shango Ministry. Soca John faster than Pantaban. Sam and Jerome, they each sang a song, asking God to visit from a foreign land. When everyone hold the mic, they say he shout out so hard. A little snake peep out the Shango rod. Now Shango run the land, Shango running politicians. They say as you but open him out, a little swag.
Broadcasting from the valley in Anguilla, hypothetically at least. That was I Spy, the last track you heard, a legendary Calypsonian. And Calypso comes from further down south in Trinidad, but it's all across the Caribbean, of course. That was I Spy, E-Y-E, like your eye, I Spy. The track Shango Ministry, new stuff, actually. He's been around for some time, but that is a track from 2013. And, yeah, Calypso is sometimes called the poor man's newspaper, as it was a way in much of the 20th century of passing on stories and news from one Caribbean island to the next. And the music, although it doesn't change much in a pretty lengthy song. The lyrics are definitely the centerpiece. So in a sense, you could say it preceded hip-hop as a very lyrical style. Some people have made that theory, at least. Yes, I Spy. And before that, Exodus Band, Drunk Again. Drunk like a skunk. Lots of rum down there in the Caribbean. And that soca from 2014. And yes, Anguilla. Just a few tracks left from this lovely little island. And it is... It is part of Britain. I'm trying to wrap my head around what this means to be a British dependency. But apparently it's autonomous. They have their own leaders. They have their own thing going on. It's an overseas territory. The parliamentary is representative democratic dependency, where the chief minister is the head of government, and there is a pluriform multi-party system. So more or less independent, but still officially part of Britain. And the money in Anguilla is the East Caribbean dollar, though the US dollar, widely accepted, the exchange rate is $1 to 270 East Caribbean dollars. Anywho, interesting little place I would love to visit someday. And next we're going to hit some new music from Anguilla. So this group called British Dependency, a little bit tongue-in-cheek perhaps, they are a new soul reggae roots band fusing a few different classic genres. Only a three-piece band featuring the first female bass player in all of Anguilla. Her name is Joya, and the drummer is Jaden, and lead vocalist guitar player Ishmael. So yes, this is some classic sound in reggae. New stuff though, British Dependency. Do You This on Wandering Rhythms.
So cool. you let me do you this? Would you let me do you that? What can I do to take it all back?
Sing now, oh Africa, oh.